Hello, I'm Jenny Lynch, and this is the Creative Science for Kids podcast.
Hi, I'm Matilda, and today we have a serious show about things that make you laugh.
Let's lighten the mood with fascinating, funny facts about laughter, a deep dive into what happens in your brain when you giggle, a question about tickling, some history of the science of laughter in humans and animals, and a funny activity for you to try yourself at home. Listen up, because here come five funny and fascinating fast facts about the science of laughter.
Facts number one. People from all cultures and all parts of the world laugh. And human babies can even laugh before they can talk.
Laughter is a universal thing that people do, regardless of where they live or what language they speak. Laughter is an important form of communication that can let other people know how we're feeling.
Facts number two. When we laugh, we have a whole body experience, using our brain, our muscles, and our breath.
Laughter is a reflex action that is sometimes completely out of our control. When you laugh, you move about 15 muscles in your face, as well as muscles in your tummy, the abdominal muscles, and the muscles between your ribs, which are called the intercostal muscles. You might lose control of your breathing and make some pretty funny noises, and you might even go weak at the knees and have to sit down for a while until you can compose yourself.
Facts number three. It's not just us humans who enjoy a good laugh. Scientists have seen laughter in lots of other animals too.
Primates like chimpanzees and monkeys can laugh, and primates are the animals that are most closely related to humans. A less closely related animal that laughs is the rat. Yes, rats can laugh too, and both primates and rats seem to laugh when they're playing. Kookaburras make laughing sounds, but they aren't really laughing in the same way as humans or primates or rats. Kookaburras make laughing sounds to protect their territory.
Fact number four, laughter is contagious.
If you see someone else laughing, you might start to get the giggles too. Also, if a person is amused by something, they're a lot more likely to laugh out loud if there are other people around.
Facts number five. Laughter is good for you.
When we laugh, it makes us feel good because our body releases feel-good chemicals that can reduce stress and even reduce the sensation of pain. Research has also shown that laughter can be good for the heart and the immune system. Laughter might not be the best medicine, but laughing is certainly a fun way to feel good.
Let's take a deep dive into what's happening to our bodies when we laugh.
Laughter can reduce the amount of stress hormones in the body, such as the chemical cortisol. The feel-good chemicals that can flood our brains when we laugh include oxytocin, dopamine, and endorphins. These lovely chemicals can make us feel more connected to other people and help with dealing with stressful situations. They can also help our memory. So a lesson that includes laughter is more likely to make you learn. Humans are unique in our ability to make complicated sounds when we speak to each other, but laughter is made up of much simpler sounds. Laughter can be an automatic response to something surprising, and when we can't control our laughter, it can be very difficult to speak clearly or even take a breath. So what makes us laugh? The obvious answer might be that we laugh at jokes, which is true if the jokes are funny enough. But most of our laughter happens in everyday conversations and human interactions when no one is telling a knock-knock joke or asking a question about why a chicken crossed a road. Friends and family will often laugh when they talk and play with each other, and laughter can communicate a feeling of playfulness and connection. People also laugh when something unexpected happens, and the best jokes are the ones that involve some sort of surprise. A good joke makes you expect one thing as the punchline, so you laugh when the punchline surprises you by shattering your expectations.
Here's one of my favourite jokes. What's brown and sticky?
What are you expecting the answer to this question to be? If you've heard the joke before, think about what you might have expected the first time you heard it.
What's brown and sticky? A stick!
I love that joke because it sets up the expectation of something brown and sticky, which is pretty yucky. And then it surprises you with a completely different idea about an ordinary old brown coloured stick from a tree. The punchline uses the word sticky to mean like a stick instead of the usual meaning of the word sticky. Now that I've spent all that time explaining the what's brown and sticky joke, it doesn't seem quite as funny because the surprise is gone.
Now it's time for a question. Why can't I tickle myself?
If someone else tickles your tummy, it probably gives you the giggles. But try to tickle yourself and it doesn't have the same effect at all. A tickle will do the job of making you laugh if there is an element of surprise. When someone else tickles you, there is some tension because you don't know exactly what they're going to do, and there's a surprise when the tickling happens. If you tickle yourself, go on, try it now. Give yourself a tickle in the ribs or the tummy or under the armpit. Did the tickle make you laugh? Probably not. And that's because there was no tension and you knew exactly when, where, and how the tickle was going to happen, so there was no surprise. It's probably a good thing that we can't tickle ourselves. If we felt ticklish every time we touched our ribs, tummy, or armpits, having a bath or getting dressed in the morning would be too hilarious. Some people enjoy being tickled by other people from time to time, and some people really hate being tickled. So it's important to make sure someone wants to be tickled before you tickle them, and to give them a chance to tell you to stop. Laughing at a tickle is an automatic response. So someone might laugh at a tickle even if they don't really like it at all, and even if they're trying to tell you to stop tickling them. As soon as someone asks you to stop tickling them, you really have to stop. What about ticklish rats? Scientists have studied how rats laugh when they're tickled. If you were experimenting on tickling rats, would you ask their permission before tickling them? I'm not sure if the scientists who studied ticklish rats asked the rats for their permission, but when they experimented with tickling rats, the rats did seem to like it. The tickling made the rats laugh, in a ratty sort of way, and the rats even made noises that seemed to be asking the scientists to tickle them some more.
Charles Darwin was one of the most famous scientists of all time, and he was one of the first people to write about laughter in animals.
In 1872, Charles Darwin wrote about the similarities between human facial expressions and the facial expressions of primates like chimpanzees and orangutans and monkeys. He observed animals smiling and chimpanzees laughing when they were tickled. Laughter in animals seems to always involve some sort of physical contact, but humans laugh at all sorts of things like funny words, silly situations, and jokes. Scientists can look inside the human brain to see what's happening when we laugh, using a type of imaging called functional magnetic resonance imaging, which is also called fMRI. With fMRI, you can see which parts of the brain are most active when someone is laughing, or crying, or having some other type of emotion.
The parts of the brain that are very active when we laugh are the amygdala and the hippopotamus.
Did you just say hippopotamus? Are you trying to make me laugh? A hippopotamus isn't part of the human brain.
Whoops! I'll try that again. The parts of the brain that are very active when we laugh are the amygdala and the hippocampus.
Yes, the amygdala and the hippopotamus.
Hippocampus.
Oh, hippocampus. These are part of what's called the primitive brain. This part of the brain is involved in things we do automatically, like our lungs breathing, our heart beating, and our stomach and intestines digesting our food. It's a part of the brain that's very similar to other animal brains, and this provides evidence that laughter goes back a long way in the development of humans and a lot of other animals. We can't tickle ourselves, but we can sometimes make someone else laugh by pretending to tickle them.
You can experiment with this yourself. You'll need help from someone you are close to, like a sister or brother, a close friend or a parent.
Start by asking your helper if it's okay for you to tickle them. Ask them to sit comfortably and then pretend that you're about to tickle them, but do not actually tickle them. For example, you might wiggle your fingers close to their knees, the sides of their tummy, or the bottoms of their feet. Make sure your helper is looking at your fingers while you pretend to tickle them, and see if you can make your helper laugh by not tickling them. It might work best if the helper is someone you've tickled before. Now ask the helper if they can tickle themselves. Try swapping places and see if your helper can make you laugh by not tickling you. If that works, see if you can think of reasons why just the thought of being tickled made you laugh. Some people think the way we laugh and wriggle when we're tickled might be a defense action to avoid being hurt. Most people know what it feels like to laugh when we're being tickled, so just the thought of tickling can make them laugh. Now that we've finished tickling your funny bone, it's time for us to go. Thanks for listening, and remember to stay curious.
The Creative Science for Kids podcast was recorded on the traditional lands of the Bidjigal people. For more information about Creative Science Australia, visit creativescience.com.au.